Hey baby, I know you're out with your friends today. I just wanted to call and check in on you, see how you're doing. Hope you're having a good time. I am thinking about you right now. And not like the we need to mow the lawn and go to Home Depot kind of thinking about you. No, I'm thinking about how sexy you looked when you left today. I'm thinking about how much I can't wait for you to get home. I wouldn't even be mad if you came home right now. I'm sure that I could show you a very, very good night. You know, I haven't done anything serious yet to myself, but who knows? Maybe I'll put a plug in and drink a little and really get in the mood. You'd love to join me for that, wouldn't you? I feel like you would. Well, I assume you're busy. You know, your friends are out and you want to be with them, probably. And I can't imagine what cramped little closet you found yourself in to listen to this. And I know that you're going to listen. But if you decide to leave them behind, I'll be here waiting for you. Having some fun. Baby, I have to admit, I really thought you'd be home already. I mean, an invitation like that to come join me, I really thought you couldn't resist. And here I thought I made you come hard enough to listen. But it's no matter. I've been having a really nice night. Put the toy in. Got out my favorite fucking picture of you. I've just been edging. I mean, I can't come when you're not here, right? That would be rude, and I'm not rude. I'm too good of a boyfriend for that, aren't I? No, I figured I had to wait till you got home so that you could have every single drop of what I'm fucking teasing out of myself. Oh, baby, if only for a minute you could come home. You could even go out after. You know, we could have a quickie. I know quickies for us are maybe a little longer than other people, but I'm sure I could just give you what you need, bend you over, rail you like a slut, tie up your hands, spank your ass, pull your hair, rip that fucking dress off you. When it's all said and done, if you can still walk right and I'm not man enough, then I suppose you could go back out. Don't you think that's fair? Don't you think that would make us even? You could keep going out and I could give you what you need. What I need, baby. You care about our needs, don't you? Well, I'm sure I'll see you soon. So I'll let you go. I'll try to not have too much of a good time without you. Oh, baby. You hear that? Oh, that's right, I'm fucking touching myself. I spend all fucking day wondering when you're gonna come home and take care of the fucking raging hard-on I've had thinking about your ass in that dress. You're the reason it's this fucking hard. But for some fucking reason, I'm the one that has to take care of it. This is your fault, you know. If you were a good girl and you would just come home, well, this could be in your throat and your pussy and your ass. But no, it's gonna get fucking wasted. You don't get a single fucking drop. And when you get home, well, I still plan on fucking showing you why you should have come home. Except this time, this time, it's not gonna be quick because you don't have anywhere to go. You don't have friends waiting on you. I haven't been edging for hours and hours and hours. No, when you get home, it's going to be you and me and a really good, strong lesson on why the fuck you shouldn't. leave me like this. Fuck. God damn it. So disappointing using my fucking hand like this, honestly. I could be filling you up right now. Taking every little part of you that you'd love me to take. But no. No, you're listening to this, unable to fucking do anything about it. What a fucking waste. Suppose I better come hard, since I'm coming for both of us, right? What would be more fair, perhaps, if I just hung up the phone? I think that would be more fair, don't you? See, if I leave this voicemail, you're gonna listen to it at work tomorrow. Because you love the sound of my fucking voice. That doesn't seem fair, does it? No. Maybe I'll call your best friend, see how she's doing. Enjoy your night, baby. Oh, baby. I know I called you just a minute ago, but I changed my mind. What can I say? I'm too good. No. I think you should be forced to listen to me come. And then when you come home, maybe you beg. Oh, I love it when you fucking beg. Oh, shit. Just thinking about you on your knees begging for my second load of the night. Oh. Fuck, you look so pretty. I could just lay it on top of your face and then... Oh, God, you'd let me do anything, wouldn't you? You would let me do anything. Oh, I just need to make sure that you're nice and horny when you get home and nothing makes you horny like listening to me fucking blow a load. Oh, so listen to me. I'm gonna explain to you exactly what you're going to do when you get home. Do you understand? I don't care when the fuck it is, but you are going to do this. Now. Here are your fucking instructions, baby. When you get home, you are going to come to bed, get under the sheets, and kiss my cock until I'm hard again. If I wake up, if I don't wake up, it doesn't fucking matter. You're gonna clean this waste of an orgasm off my fucking cock. You understand? Oh, I wonder if you're fucking touching yourself right now. You can, I won't stop you. It won't compare to what I'm gonna do to you tonight. In fact, I actually like the thought of you touching yourself right now. Maybe you're in the bathroom, maybe the car, maybe a coat closet, I don't fucking care. Oh, God. Once I'm nice and hard, you're gonna make sure that I'm awake. You're gonna do this by deep-throating me as deep as you can fucking get. And if you're thinking to yourself, what if you don't wake up? Do a better job. Then, once I'm up, you're gonna get on your knees at the edge of the bed, and we're gonna do a little photo shoot. I think it'll look gorgeous. That's right. What we're gonna do is drape my fucking cock over your face, take a few photos to remind you, and they'll live on my phone. That way I can send them to you next time, instead of leaving you these fucking voicemails trying to convince you. Oh, God. After that's all said and done, you're going to turn around, and you are going to impale yourself on me. Got it? I intend on not saying a word. You are going to degrade yourself. You are going to say all the things you know I want you to fucking say. I want you to really get into character. Remember, you're begging for forgiveness. Which means that you need to really mean it or else I won't fucking believe you. You can do that, can't you? You can beg. Oh, that's right, baby. Oh, I love watching you beg. Oh. And tonight, I want you to spread your ass for me, as far wide as it'll go. I'm gonna take a few more photos, Seeing you, hands wrapped around your fucking hips, spreading you apart from me. Cock buried every inch inside of you. And you better make sure every inch is in there. I don't give a fuck what makes you comfortable. When I come tonight, I'm gonna come at the bottom of your fucking pussy. Do you got that? I hope you fucking understand. If at any point any of this is wrong, I am going to spank you so many fucking times your ass will sting for weeks. Oh, baby. All you have to do to be a good girl is take a deep cream pie, put on a good show for me, and show me how sorry you fucking are. Show me how sorry your sweet pussy is. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Maybe it's such a waste that I'm gonna have to just blow this fucking load. I would do so much better with you. But since you've been bad, I guess I have no fucking choice. I can't reward this kind of behavior. Here. Listen to me. You disappointed me. Maybe I get off on it. But I expect you to do better tonight. Because if I don't come just as hard as I did now, it's over. Do you understand? Now hurry up.